Our scripture readings today come from Matthew 6:14 and Psalms 103. Matthew 6:14, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Psalms 103:12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us."
For our children's moment, Miss Cherish asked me, could she come up and sing a song today? And I told her, you guys would love to hear her sing. So, Miss Cherish, come on up. I'm going to stand down here with her.
Today is the day that God, Jesus, died on the cross for our sins. Amen.
All right, listen.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Amen. I count it a privilege anytime she wants to share about God or sing about his love. So I thank you, Cherish, for helping Grandma out and being her guest today. Amen. Today, I want to talk. First, I want to give honor to God and to just all of you, his children, the board, the trustees, the congregation, all of you. And I want to pray one more time. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for this sermon, Lord, that it would touch the hearts and the minds of your people here today and those who are listening. God, who are listening by podcast, Lord, that you would touch them and bless them and give them, God, a mind and a spirit, God, to receive forgiveness and to give it. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So last week we talked a little bit about betrayal and how hard it is to get over betrayal when someone betrays you. And I told you I was going to try and continue that this week. I know it's Easter Sunday, and so we know that Jesus, he went to the cross and then he rose on Easter. That's what we're celebrating, the fact that he rose. But in that rising, what he gave us was the gift of forgiveness. I mean, we never think about it, but my sister and I were driving. We were going out visiting, doing our visits on Good Friday, and we were talking. I shared with her what I wanted to talk about today. And she said, yeah. And we started to think about everything they did to Jesus on that road to the cross. And, you know, where they beat him. You know, they put the... I was listening to a sermon on just online, and I was listening to a sermon, and the fellow was talking about his time at the Garden of Gethsemane when he was praying, and he's human like us. So when he knew he had to go through the torture of being on the cross, and he was, God, please, you know, if I don't have to do it, can you remove this? And they said it was so stressful that his sweat was like blood. And so the guy the pastor that I was listening to, he went on to explain that how that actually happens and that it was really like open wounds. He was so distressed that that's what it was like. And so this morning I was thinking about that and I thought, well, gosh, he had these wounds from that prayer. He was such a fervent prayer to God in the garden. And then they put a crown of thorns. Can you imagine that? That you're wounded is what it was, like open sores. And they put a crown of thorns on him. And yet he was able to forgive. And he did that so that we can experience the gift of forgiveness and we can give the gift of forgiveness. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Just kind of walking us through kind of what he went through and what he asked of us that we can do, that we can give that gift of forgiveness to others and that we can receive it. He did that. He died on the cross for us. He rose again in victory so that we could be forgiven. So that we could be forgiven of our sins. And then in return, we can forgive others. And so literally in my opening, I just did my whole sermon. So follow along with me. Follow along with me. Because I felt so passionate about it when I was listening to this fellow preach. And I thought, oh, that's so good. You know, and it just made me think about, really think about what he had to forgive, what he went through. But he did it for us so that we too, we don't have to walk in unforgiveness. We don't have to hold that hurt that someone did, that betrayal that we talked about last week. We don't have to hold it. Because he died on the cross and he rose for us, we don't have to hold that anger, that hurt, that bitterness. We can let it go. We can let it go and walk in freedom. So my first scripture is one you all are very familiar with because we read it every week, Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive other people who they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. He taught us right there in his prayer that gift of forgiveness. If we can let it go, he's forgiving us. It's just that it's not that simple. So I won't say that because forgiveness, sometimes it's difficult. You remember what they did to you. You know, I bet when I said it, you could all think of someone that you're having a little bit of a harder time letting that thing go. I have some people like that. I like to share and I like to be transparent. So that you know, I experience everything. We're all human. And there are some people I really have a hard time forgiving because they've done a lot of stuff to me. But God, he died. He died so that we could too walk in that forgiveness. There's freedom when we walk in that forgiveness. So I'm going to read another scripture quickly here because I want to just lay out what happened to Jesus and how awesome it is that he forgave. So Luke 23:26-34 kind of tells the story a bit. So verse 26, as the soldier led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned to them and said, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children, for the time will come when you will say, blessed are the children, the childless women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if people do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? And just a little bit, he's kind of forgiving them. He's saying, if they would do this to me, think about what they're going to do when I'm not here. Think about that. If they could do this, and he's almost forgiving them, even for all of that, even through this part. And it says, two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. So let's just kind of talk about that for just a minute. Because think about what they did to him. Think about, would it be very difficult to forgive when they mocked him? When you think about the two guys hanging, one said, if you are the king, then get us all down. He's mocking him like, are you really? And they insulted him and they beat him and just all of those things. And yet his last things were, forgive them, God, for they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand where we are. Could you do that when someone, here, how about this? When someone, you hear someone's been talking about you, can you forgive them? You know, and that's nothing like being beat and hung on the cross. Amen. But can you forgive them when you hear the whole group, this is just an example. I peeked in on the quilters and they were all talking about you. They had your name in their mouth. Could you forgive them? Could you let it go? You know, I'm bringing it down simple, but that's what we go through. Amen. That's what we go through. And we have a hard time letting it go. You know, your sister, I seen her flirting with your husband. Can you forgive her? That's some of the things that we go through. There are many things that we have to forgive. And some things are hurtful. That would be hurtful, but it hurts you just as much. And actually, she's probably out living her life and having a great time. And you're carrying that and it's hurting you and it's fighting against your body. You wonder why your blood pressure's high and, you know, you're stressing out over it. But if we could just let it go. And he was our example. He was our example because none of that is like beaten and being hung on the cross and being insulted. And then when he died up on the cross, they took his stuff and started gambling it away. I mean, just adding insult to injury. And yet he said, forgive them, God. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea. They don't know. They don't realize it. And I'm not saying sometimes people are very devious and they really are doing that. They do things to you to hurt you on purpose. But still, he asked us to forgive. He asked us to let it go. Can we do that? And I know it's a different sermon for Easter, but sometimes I like to be different. I like to do, but also the Lord has been dealing with me for a whole month on this. So I've been trying not to preach it every week because he's been really dealing with me on it. But can we let it go? Can we do that? It's something for us to think about today. And that's all I want you to do is simply just think about it. Psalms 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That means he forgives us. He forgives us for all of our transgressions. And once we've done it, there's a scripture that says he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. So then when we bring it back again, oh God, I did do this to whoever. And he's like, what? What? I don't remember your sins. I know it's hard for us to not remember what people have done, but it needs to be an ongoing process of letting it go. Because sometimes the enemy will bring those things back to you. And you have to say, I don't hear you. I don't hear. I saw the kids. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. That's what we have to do. I don't hear you. I don't receive that. I'm not going to buy into that anymore. I'm choosing the gift of forgiveness. I choose to give them and offer them forgiveness. And truly, it's a gift to you more than it is to them. Because most times, my mom used to say that, you're sitting here all worried. She said, they off playing golf. They're not thinking about you, you know, and you're mad and upset. And can't believe she did that to me. Can't believe this happened. And they're off on vacation. They're in Aruba enjoying life. Amen. It's not bothering them. That gift of forgiveness is for you. It's so that you can be free and be off in Aruba and not thinking about them. Amen. So I want to encourage you today. I just want to encourage you. To consider that gift of forgiveness. First, know that God forgives you for whatever you've done, whatever it is that you feel like no way he can't love me. I've done this. I've done that. It's more than he can love. It's not true. That's why he died on the cross for us. That's why he rose again so that we could walk in that gift of forgiveness. And in return, we give that gift of forgiveness to those who have hurt us. Who have caused us pain, who have you up night thinking about it and planning how you can get them back, you know, sometimes planning revenge methods. But no, and he said, vengeance is mine, I'll repay. He's going to take care of it. So you don't have to walk in unforgiveness. You don't have to walk in that bitterness. You can let that go. You can let it go. You say, I really like this scripture because, we all say that. Well, I forgave them already once. How many times do I have to keep forgiving them? They keep doing stuff to me. They keep doing things. How many times? Well, Jesus knew we were going to ask that question. So in Matthew 18:21-22, Peter said, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times, which means you're going to always forgive them. You don't get that option of not forgiving them anymore. He forgave us so that we could forgive. And he's telling us constantly, you have to. And I'm telling you, it's not for them. You know, you think, I'll never forgive you. You're not hurting them. You are not. You're hurting you. You're hurting your family who's missing the best part of you because you're walking in bitterness and you're walking in unforgiveness. You're hurting them more than, and yourself, more than you're ever hurting that person that did something to you. But Jesus died and he rose that we could have that freedom of forgiveness. That gift, it truly was a gift. It was a gift that we could walk in forgiveness. And so I thank God today. I don't want to go any further because Veronica came in and I'm going to make her play since she's here. I'm going to have her play and you all enjoy her this morning. But before I do that, I was going to skip it, but I felt in my spirit. No, I want to sing this song and then we're going to pray. But in forgiveness, there's healing. And I'm only going to sing a verse or so of it, but there's healing in this song. I feel it's healing in this song. I remember us singing it when Barbara was in the hospital and we didn't know what was going to happen. And the Spirit gave it to me to sing. And he gave it to me a couple days ago to sing. Said at the end of the sermon, this is what I heard God telling me, sing this song. And I hope that it brings healing, helps you to be able to let go. As I'm singing it, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think of what it is you want to let go of. What it is that you don't want to carry around. You know, even if it's to yourself. If he forgives us, we have to forgive ourselves. If God is forgiving us and his forgiveness is as far as the east is from the west, they're never going to touch. That's how long his forgiveness is for us. So I want you to just think about it. Like I said, even if it's something you need to forgive yourself for, if it's someone, I want you to let it go as I sing this verse of this song for you. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus for such a time as this. Arise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus for such a time as this. Arise on healing wings, Son of Righteousness. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you, Lord, that there's healing taking place right here this morning. God, there's healing of hearts, healing of emotions, God, healing of bodies. And we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you're such a wonderful God. We thank you today, Jesus, for this Easter Sunday, God. We thank you that you rose, that we can walk in that gift of forgiveness. We thank you for it, God. And we ask that you truly would touch the hearts and the minds of each person here, God, and those who are listening by podcast, that Lord, you would touch them today, provide them with that healing that they are needing, that one that they are seeking, God, and we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we do always pray for our children. You would bless them, keep them safe, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.